Oh, it's out there.
Disaster of biblical Hollywood proportions.
It's coming.
Epic gridlock.
Like something you've never seen before.
The most traveled highway in America is about to shut down for an entire weekend.
Traffic could be backed up as much as 64 miles.
City officials are really, really serious.
Stay the hell away from the 405.
So are B-list celebrities.
Avoid the area.
LA's darkest day will be this man's finest hour.
Who are you with?
Reason TV, we're online.
For us not to have access to freeways is like the end of the world. It really is.
So was it really the end of the world?
Carmageddon is, I was trying to think of some good, like, word, like, you know, lamageddon or something, but whatever, I don't know.
Lamageddon is right. The apocalyptic event politicians and the media predicted just didn't happen.
Carmageddon is a joke.
Carmageddon is BS.
People over-exaggerated. I mean, it seemed like the world was ending, and it's not.
Just overhyped by media. And maybe some interested people.
In fact, LA's busiest streets and highways were clearer than they may have ever been.
People actually heeded the warnings. They stayed home, changed their plans.
So a traffic disaster didn't happen. But what exactly did the project accomplish? Mayor of Los Angeles Antonio Villaraigosa says the billion-dollar construction is in part meant to add a 10-mile high-occupancy vehicle lane, or a carpool lane.
It will help us build an HOV lane, connect from Orange County all through the San Fernando Valley. It's part of a bigger plan and a grander vision, and most importantly, we'll do everything we can to reduce congestion.
But Angelenos we talked to were skeptical the project would actually do that.
The one thing we're unhappy about is LA doesn't seem to be biting the bullet in terms of a traffic plan and a vehicle plan. All we're doing is adding traffic lanes.
The toll road would have been much better. The type that you put your barcode on, you want to use
it. Yeah, let's make it commercial.
Make it commercial.
By the time this project finishes in 2 years, freeway will be just as busy.
Well, there will be traffic if everybody continues to be wedded to the single passenger automobile. We want to get them to carpool. We want to get them to use public transit. We wanted to get them out of their car once in a while, and this was a great exercise to show them that it's possible.
Carpooling may be possible, but drivers aren't taking advantage of the opportunity. A recent Foundation study from 2003 says that the fraction of commuters sharing the ride to work declined in the 1990s from a nationwide average of 13% in 1990 to 11.4% in 2000.
Music keeps us moving. One beat at a time. So keep your head if you feel losing.
The project ended 17 hours early, but it's not over. Angelenos will have to relive the experience 11 months from now when the second half of the project is finished. So you can count on one thing being in the sequel.
Epic gridlock.
More media hype.
Avoid the area.
More celebrity warnings. And politicians saying stuff like this.
Don't get in your car right now.